लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today we go back to an actor and I'm willing to ask him what he likes about verticals, how he get into verticals and all the other vertical stuff. And maybe he will tell me some BTS we didn't know already. So let's see. I say hello to Bryce Tipple. Welcome in my podcast. Hello.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Do you have some good gossip? Can we look forward to good gossip or not?
I don't gossip too much, but I could tell you some facts.
Yeah, facts are also good. You know, the thing is, we only see as the audience the finished product. Sometimes some BTS photos on Instagram, but for me, it's more interesting how it works on a set. You know, the thing is, we only see the finished product.
Right.
And it's hard to imagine that it was shot in 10 days, that, I don't know, there were stunts in it. And as we learned already, there are a lot of crew members on set round about the actors. And so I always want to know, how does it feel on a set compared to a normal set, maybe a film set? I don't know. Did you ever do some theater stuff or something like that?
I never did like a bunch of theater stuff. I kind of when I was like younger, but that was before I was like super like focused on acting.
Okay.
So I've mostly been like film, commercial, like theatrical stuff, but without the theater.
Okay, so you said earlier, I think it's in school. Did you school theater or what did you play?
No, so I did, growing up, I played sports all through school. I played baseball, but I started training at a school in Ohio when I was like 16.
Okay.
But it wasn't like specifically for that. Like I still went to regular school, but then like went to acting school too, if that makes sense, like at the same time.
What was the reason that you want to go to acting school?
Good question. I actually was approached by somebody about doing like modeling and commercial and stuff. And it wasn't really on my radar at the time. Like I said, I played baseball. So that was like my main focus, you know?
Mm.
And then I lived with my grandma at the time. And she was like, why don't you just give it a shot? Like, we'll go see, you know, it's another avenue to go express yourself or whatever. And then I went and totally fell in love with it. So I'll really say it comes down to that one person and my grandma for being like, hey, just be open to...
Grannies are always the best.
Man, shout out my granny. That's,
you know, sometimes I don't know how you thought or think about that, but my granny was sometimes really exhausting because she knows everything better than me. And I was, right. Oh, come on. That was earlier, but not now. I was not so good in listening to my grandma, to say it nicely. But I think in your case, you listen to your grandma, and thankfully.
Most of the time. She says, my granny always says this thing, you know, she's like, she's a worrier. So she's always going to tell you, you know, even if like, you know, it could be the most obvious thing, but she has to tell you.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, and she says because it's on her granny license, you know,
yeah.
It just comes
and normally you hear the sentence, didn't I tell you that? That's a typical
Yeah.
granny sentence.
Hey, but shout out grannies, man. That's like I said, that's my rider, man, my best friend. So
I don't
shout
have a
out my
granny
granny.
anymore,
I'm
so
sorry to hear that.
my fine. It's 18. She died 18 years ago, and now I wish I would have been more nicer to her in some situations.
There, yeah.
But you never know it when you had the chance. So yeah,
Yeah,
we'll see.
I think everybody deals with that, to be honest. You don't, there's things you don't realize as a kid. And
Yeah, it's typical. I think it's
how are you
typical.
expected to, like you, hindsight is 20/20, I guess I should
So the
say,
big question, does your granny watch your verticals?
She's watched like clips of some of them. Some of them I think would be kind of weird if my granny was watching.
No, because Kaylin Palooza, for example, told me that her granny has all the apps on her handy, on her
Yeah.
smartphone, and watch the verticals where Kaylin is in.
Maybe
So
we'll give it a shot.
that's the reason.
Maybe I'll do like a blind reaction of my granny watching one of them, like tape her while she's watching it,
That's not my grandson. No. And then you hear it. Why are you so mean? Or stuff like that.
But I mean, private Bryce is private Bryce. I
Yeah.
keep it.
More relaxed.
Oh, I'm a very chill person. Like, I'm a go with
Yeah.
the flow, chill person.
Yeah, I mean something like that, you know.
Yeah, I
Your
like
granny would be surprised if she
yeah, she
sees you
would be.
in a vertical, and what she would be a bit shocked how maybe different to the Brycey she know you are.
Right. Positive. She but also, like I said, when I started my acting journey, she was kind of there the whole time. So she knows, like she's my biggest supporter, and
Yeah,
she
that's
knows
good.
what's up. She's a smart lady.
Yeah, they're always smart. Grannies are always smart. I don't know why, but they are always smart.
You don't get the
So,
answer.
when you got into this acting school, with what goal you join it? Did you want to go, I don't know, to film directly, or did you want to join more theater stuff, or maybe musical stuff, or I don't know what? Was it
Yeah, I
more
mean,
all
honestly,
over?
I'm cool all over. I do mostly like film. Like growing up, I always loved like the movie magic, like seeing everything come together, and then like the art of telling stories through, and like the collaboration that it takes as a whole, like with the crew, the actors, director, casting directors. Like there's so much work that gets put into it. So I think I've always been more drawn toward like film, TV, just kind of more of my thing.
What was
Personal
your
preference.
first role you were really proud of?
First role that I was really, really proud of. When I f tough one. Because when I first started, I was like starting in Ohio, and that's a such it's like a it's a really small market for a film,
Okay.
There's not a lot of jobs there. So I was traveling around, like I'd have to go over to Kentucky, I'd go to Michigan, I would go to Indiana, like all these other places to try to get acting jobs. So I would say there's one that I did, it was called Lost Detroit, that I did as like a TV movie. And we filmed it in Detroit, and I was pretty proud of myself because it was one of the first ones that like I did that was I was like on set and I found it myself, and I didn't have an agent. But then one that I'm really, really proud of is, besides obviously like my verticals, is I did a short film with some people who became my best friends, like my adopted family out in LA. And it's called All 4-1. And it was really cool because like I said, I got to create with all these people that I love, and the short film turned out so good. We won a bunch of awards
Oh,
in the
that's
film
great.
festival circuit. So yeah, I'll say that one, to be honest, minus the verticals, obviously.
Was it kind of weird to see you for the first time in TV or stuff like that?
Yes and no. I mean, like it's kind of like a thing, like where the kid in me still is like, wow, but then like also like the adult in me has been Like I knew, like I know that like this is what I can do and what I'm gonna do. Yeah. So I mean, I would say like it's something I've already been gearing up for, to see myself. But yeah, definitely the little kid that still lives inside of me was like, oh my gosh, that's you.
Yeah, the thing is, sometimes some people find it kind of weird to hear them on their self,
Yeah.
and even if you see yourself in a TV or stuff like that, some of them, does it really, that's really me? So they are not so comfortable seeing themselves in a TV
Yeah.
or stuff like that. That's why I'm asking
Oh
if you
yeah, I
do.
mean, I don't mind it at all. And I watch like my stuff back, definitely. I've heard a lot of actors that like don't want
So
to.
you are also watching your verticals or what?
I mean, when they come out, sure, yeah. Like I wanna see what we created and
Oh
you
yeah,
know how
that's really special. Do you watch the
yeah.
whole vertical or only the scene, some type of scenes?
Well, I mean the most of the ones that I've done, I played the lead in, so it was like I was in a lot of the
Yeah, you have
vertical.
to
So,
watch this.
I mean, yeah, and like of course
Oh,
I wanna,
okay.
and I wanna root like my fellow castmates on, and like just to see like, because obviously when you're doing it compared to like when you're watching the playback is two totally different things. So a lot of the
Yeah.
time, I feel like when you're like acting and you do like a scene, well, at least for me, I can only speak for myself, but like it'll all go on and it's like. And they're like, cut, all right, moving on. And it's like, well, obviously, like the director likes it, everybody likes it, we're moving on. But like, I don't know what just happened, really. We just are living in it, we're doing it. And then you see it come back, and you're like, I don't know, I've always been pretty pleased about it. So,
Was you ever uncomfortable with some scenes because you thought, oh damn, I could have made it better, but the director said, yeah, cut, we have to go on.
I think there's always, I try not to live in that too much because again, like I said, hindsight is 20/20. You're always gonna look back on something like, oh, this could have been different, this could have been
Yeah.
different. But that's part of the best things too, is like if you don't really know what happened, it means that you were living in it and like you were reacting, you were listening, it was real. So I say I try not to concern myself with that too much, but I'm sure there has been moments, yeah.
You know, the thing is, when I'm asking some of the actors about this vertical place, and getting, I don't know, 2, 3 days before starting shoot, the script in total, and they have to focus on this kind of special role. What about you? When you are, let's say, a 10-day shoot, and you play the lead. So, is it easy for you to calm down or to get out of the role in the evening after the day shooting? Or are you more the type of, okay, stay focused 10 days in this role because you have a 12-hour day of shooting, you come home, you have to go through the lines for the next day, sleep, eat, sleep, repeat, so stuff like that. So is it even worth to skin off the role in this 10 days, or is it easier to stay totally in it?
Sure. And again, I'm only speaking for myself. Everybody has
Yeah,
their own process and
everyone
some.
speaks for
Sure. I would say, I mean, I guess it's situational. It kind of depends. It depends on like what the role is calling for. I definitely like. If you're on set shooting for 12, 13 hours and you've drove to set and you drove back, you're probably gone from your house for like 15, 16 hours. So that whole time, like I'm in that. So I don't mind coming home and kind of shaking it off, cuddling my dog, maybe play a little bit of video game and then get back to studying my lines. I think it's cool to like take a step out and step back in.
Is it easy to do that for you?
I mean, I like to chill, man. So yeah,
Yeah,
like I'm a chiller.
I'm just asking because
Yeah,
sometimes,
that's a good question. Yeah.
some told me, yeah, I can go to bed and I'd fall asleep without thinking anymore about the lines and stuff of the next day. And others told me, well, it's really hard because after a long day, coming home, eating, going through the lines, and then for a lot of them, it's hard to get easy to sleep because the whole brain stuff is on set and on the roll. And So that's why I'm asking. Are you more the type of, it's okay, I can walk through my apartment door and I'm the private one and leave the
Yeah.
job outside, or is it not so easy to leave it outside?
I say it's a little bit of both. It kind of depends on what the role calls for. And I would also say, like, the first couple of days, like, say we're doing a 10-day shoot. The first couple of days, I would say, like, I'm more like maybe it's a little harder to settle down because you want to stay like in a good flow. But by like the third day, you're used to waking up, going to set, handling everything on set. You've already met everybody, like things are what it is. It's just like clocking back into work at that point, if that makes sense. Like,
Yeah, it's
you're more
kind
of
of
in a flow. So like,
normal job.
right, yeah. So I'll say when I'm more in a flow of like a actual schedule of like how shooting is gonna go, I'll say that's when it becomes a little more easier for me to shut the door and take
Yeah.
my time, like take Bryce's time, and then come back and step into the role and get my lines and go back and forth.
Is it easy for you to get your lines? Or do you have a special trick for it? I don't know. Are you good at memorizing or?
I've always been pretty decent at memorizing, and plus, like, I mean, I guess a tip would be just reading your whole script, like knowing the other people's lines too. Because even if you get like hung up or something, you know where you're going with the story. And then like if you're like listening to the other person, you'll be able to feed it back to them, like do that due to your cue from them, So I say understanding the whole thing and knowing where you're going makes it a lot easier to memorize too.
And when this 10, we are speaking, for example, about the 10 shoot, 10-day shoot, when it's over and you wrap this one, how many days you normally try to break before starting the next one?
Sure. Again, I think it kind of depends. I definitely take like one whole day to sleep and deep clean my house and spend some time with my dog, but
And delete everything from this project to get your head clear to the next project or what?
exactly. You're still doing auditions, you're still doing all your stuff. So it's like you really kind of don't have time. Well, I don't, at least I have to take like a few day break, because like if you're coming off a 10-day shoot, all the things that normally get thrown at you during the week take kind of end up taking a back seat. So then the next couple of days after your shoot, you're playing catch up with everything that is like real life, outside of the shoot. So
How many verticals have you done so far?
done
Roundabout.
five verticals. Well, we've done like some like commercial work and some TV and
What challenges you more?
what, like film or like vertical, or I don't know. Every role is different. Every production's different. I mean, I like the verticals because I feel like it's really good practice as well because of the pace that they shoot them at. Like, you're knocking out a bunch of pages in a small amount of time, and it's like it's very boom, 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 boom. Like, you gotta be ready. They kind of shoot them like soaps. I guess they kind of are like modern day soaps. So, yeah. I mean, that's what I'll say.
Do you try to always mix it up, verticals, doing commercials, so not to get pigholded in one type of acting?
That's a good question. Try to as much as I can, but I mean, like, if you get, you don't really control how the projects are coming out, or like what you're fit for or whatnot. So, I get an audition from my agents and I do it. Hopefully I book it, and then, it's you just take it as it comes, kind of, and put yourself in a position to be ready for whatever's coming, So the best you
So,
can. This is a chaotic world, so you never know.
did you move to LA because of the better jobs in acting?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a bigger market. When it came down to like my decision of that I was gonna move and pursue acting full time, was I thought there's a film market down in like Atlanta, Georgia. It's not like, that was not too far from me. New York, and then of course LA. And I was like, well, Georgia, like I'm gonna end up in New York or LA anyway, God willingly, everything goes good. And I don't want to see the snow no more, so I'm not going to New York.
I cannot understand this. So you've thrown away all your winter stuff or what?
I mean, I still have my hoodies, and there's like you still need a jacket out here every once in a while. But and then like I go home and I visit Ohio, so I'll need it for when I go there. But yeah, I
You are
love the
not
sunshine.
going in
Like
the snow time or what?
I'm a big fan of California, so it's tough to go home. Or it's like tough to go back to Ohio when it's cold outside. I'm like, now why don't you guys come out here and visit me?
Why don't we celebrate at my place?
You feel me? We'll go to the beach for Christmas. Come on.
No, totally no.
I know you're a big advocate against that, so
Yeah, that's not our origin one. What happened to your
go.
baseball career?
The baseball career, I started acting.
So you need a baseball vertical or what?
Man, I've been pushing for one. They don't want it yet. I guess the world isn't ready for it yet. So maybe I gotta ride it.
Was there a baseball vertical? No, football verticals were
I
there
haven't seen a
lately.
baseball one yet. I've seen, you've seen boxing, you've
Tennis,
seen tennis.
football, and swimming. Swimming a lot lately.
Yeah. So it's
But
like we
I
gotta
don't
open up
think
the.
there have ever been a baseball
I haven't
vertical.
seen one. So we gotta start one.
Absolutely. No, the thing is, the sporty verticals are really nice, but it's every time the same story, only the sport changes.
That's fair.
So we need a baseball vertical with a type of different story, please, because it gets annoying with
Okay.
every time the same story, only with different type of sports. It's
Yeah,
like the
I'll put
same
it
with
down.
the cooking verticals. There are
Yeah.
popped up lately so many cooking verticals,
Yeah, cooking's
but
been a
every
huge
time it's the
one.
same story.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the people like, so.
I'm not sure if they like it because I speak to a lot of fans, and there are a lot of fans are annoyed by the storyline. We need type of new stories, I think. That would be
I think so
great.
too. I totally agree. I
But
totally agree
what
with
do you
that.
think? What's the problem? Why we don't get new stories?
Well, I might get in trouble for saying this, but I think that there has been a recipe, and the platforms are seeing good success off of them, and that they're just going to keep doing what works until it doesn't. I mean,
I think that's a problem. You know, the
but
thing.
also that it's becoming more like. I say that with a grain of salt because of how the space has been growing too. Like vertical is definitely becoming more of a mainstream type of thing. So I could see, the stories getting more intricate and, people playing with different ideas, and especially like as they start going up on these different platforms, like big mainstream ones,
There are some platforms which produce really great stories, and every time they drop a new, they are not so dropping so many verticals like the big platforms, but when they are dropping, the stories are really good, really
Yeah,
good.
I like the quality over like the quantity type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, as the audience, we don't need 15 new verticals per week.
This is a good
You know, the
one.
thing is, for example, I'm having at the moment 49 platforms, and every platform roundabout drops minimum one show per week.
Yeah.
I cannot watch so many shows. So,
So what's your favorite troupe then? Like, what is your favorite type of storyline?
I watched, it's not a typical storyline. For me, I only watch verticals when it's not all about this big shitty question, Is he or she a fraud or not? And it's discussed 1 hour if it's the true identity or not. Mostly in a banquet scene. No, to be honest, I really liked the shows Wiglu and Candy Jar dropped lately because these are kind of new, refreshing stories and not no stepmom, no stepsister, no banquet scene, mostly no raping.
Yeah, like those, some of them are getting a little, they're pushing the envelope a little bit with some of that stuff. And I'm not really a fan of that, but
You know, I love the rom-com style,
yeah, me
really.
too.
And in my opinion, we need more comedian stuff.
Yeah. I mean, not everything has to be like so like crazy serious and like people getting slapped and
You know, for me, the total game changer, I don't know if you have seen it, Game of Choice,
I have not.
which dropped on Netflix now lately. Total, it's kind of similar to Squid Games. Have you ever seen
Oh,
Squid Games?
yeah, of course, of
You
course.
definitely should watch this one. It's totally, totally, completely different from all the vertical stories till now. And
Okay, that's what I like.
the cast was really great. There was a lot of violence, okay, but no one
I mean,
expected,
if you're
but
comparing
no
it to
one
Squid Game.
expected in this vertical a lovey-dovey, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That was really great. That was such a great one.
I'll have to check it
Total
out. What game of choice?
Game of Choice on
Okay.
Netflix. It's
Okay.
with Felix Mehrbeck. Michael Vaccaro is in it. Then Sofia De Luci is in it. Kelsey is in it. A really great. They had a really big premiere. And stuff like that. It's everywhere now in the reviews at the moment because it's so totally different from the typical vertical trope. You know, there's sometimes I love this. Yeah, let's say normal vertical stories, the billionaire shit and stuff. It's nice. If the story is around that, it's okay. It's totally fine. But for example, when we are going back to the cooking verticals, I lately find it kind of shit because even the lead don't know how to use a wife, a knife, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so, could it be a bit more realistic, please? And for me,
Yeah.
I'm a lecturer at the university. I don't like the prof stuff. You know, the stories with prof and students and
Yeah, professor,
they are so silly. I cannot identify with that. No,
yeah.
no.
I mean, I feel like some of that stuff happens in the States, but
I'm sure that some of that stuff also happens here in Germany, but
yeah.
if I would think about it, no fucking way. No way. No. No.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
And you know, the thing is, for me, a vertical has to be entertaining. And for example, I want to sit down on my couch, I want to switch on a vertical, and I want to get entertained. Don't want to have to think really much about a complicated story. It should be a smooth story to watch, chill, and enjoy the evening. But if you already knew after the second or third episode how the story will continue, because you saw exactly this story in 40 other verticals, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I'm hoping for a new kind of story. Because when you started watching verticals like I did in 2023 from the beginning, after 1 year, it starts to
Yes.
repeat.
Yeah. I mean, I think people see like one story that works and then everybody tries to jump on it and make their own
Yeah,
version of it.
it's like the same one with the Spotify one.
Yeah,
One Spotify did really well, and then they are dropping 8, 9, 10 Spotify ones, and the only thing that changes is the cast and the sport. Nothing else. Were your five verticals you've done so far totally different in the role?
Yeah, I mean, mine definitely were. I the first one I did ever was
When
called
did your first one? When was it?
no, was it 2023? Oh wait,
So
what?
early, really?
Maybe it was last year. I don't know. No, it was 2023, and then yeah, and then we filmed the second one like 6 months later. So that was Secrets of
Okay,
Sin
so you
with
have a 6 month
Candyjar.
break.
Yeah, so like Candyjar, Galatea. That was my first one I did, and he was like a
What
he
was
was the
the title
lead.
of the first one?
Secrets of Sin.
Okay, I know this
And
one.
then I played an assassin in Married to the Assassin. It was like Mr. and Mrs. Smith vibes. That was on Salty TV. I just got off of one that I played the villain for the first time. So that was pretty cool.
Was it more fun playing the villain than doing a normal role?
I think it depends. They're different in their own sense. Like it's more, I would say it's fun, like because you get to kind of play around more, and you know, it's like a villain can be subjective. You know, like a you know, how are they bad? You know, they could be like evil bad. They could be like
Yeah.
petty bad. They could be like you know, like there's like levels to it. And
Yeah,
it was also kind of
absolutely.
like a rom-com vibe for the one that I did recently. So it was like a lot more to play with. You
Is it
know.
out already?
Nah, we just finished like a week ago.
Okay.
I'm not sure when it'll be out, but I'll post it on Instagram or
Yeah,
something.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what would be a role, a real challenging role for you to
A
play?
real challenging one.
Yeah.
I wanna play in one where I act with myself, if that makes sense. Like where you play two characters in one. I think that would be cool. And maybe a
Yeah,
little bit of a challenge. Like yeah.
there were some verticals where the female lead played itself in two times,
Yeah.
the good twin and the bad twin.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know, just something like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
What about playing, I don't know, the total different character from you? You know, playing
Yeah,
some,
like
I
the
don't know, maybe someone totally weak or some psychotic or stuff like that.
yeah, something like that.
It's
I'm not
really
sure. I had to brainstorm it a little more, but I mean, I'm
psychotic thriller style.
yeah, like a like Split or something, you know. Have you ever seen that
Joker,
movie?
the Joker.
James McAvoy? Yeah, the
Yeah.
Joker, there you go. Yeah. Like Legend with Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Something like that.
something kind of like that. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, sometimes I'm not sure if this whole vertical pace is so good for the quality of the verticals.
I think
But
it depends on the company, I feel like,
yeah,
and
otherwise you see vertical shot in Turkey.
yeah.
Every time so good in quality. It's so when you see them, I say, okay, they only have also 10 days, but they did it kind of. Did you shot all your verticals in LA? Because you don't want to go out of LA, or you haven't had the chance yet?
I've had like some ones that like I've had like callbacks for in like Atlanta and like Oklahoma, Texas. I mean, if given the opportunity, I would for sure, but it just hasn't came about yet.
China, maybe, or
Maybe. I mean,
Taiwan.
I think it depends on how much they're paying, to be honest. But
I think if you can have the chance to shot in Europe, which is
oh, I would
more and more
100%.
popping up. Have you ever
Yeah.
been to Europe?
I've only been to Spain, but I have some friends that live out in London.
To
So I'm trying to get out
Spain.
there here soon.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I think Europe is getting more and more attractive to shoot verticals there because
Definitely. I mean, even just a market like for, you know, like mainstream, like for TV and for film and, you know.
yeah, Not Molly Anderson told me, for example, that in shooting in LA is getting more and more expensive for the companies, so it's getting more and more cheaper to fly the actors out of the US to Europe and shoot there. And that's the reason why I'm asking, because some said, oh, no, I don't want to go. And I said,
I
you
don't
can.
care. No, I don't care where we go. Like I
Europe
love to
is
travel.
totally nice.
I love to travel. Like that is probably my favorite thing to do, my favorite pastime. So, I mean, yeah. If I could get sent, if I could go travel and get paid to do what I love and go experience a new place, it's a yes every time. It's
So
not even
we
a
need a baseball vertical, maybe shot somewhere in Europe or China.
There we go.
Is it, yeah.
China,
Did I forgot
yeah.
something?
I mean, Turkey, go to like Latin America, you know,
I don't
keep it
know. Are they
baseball down there.
shooting in Latin America? No.
No, we're gonna start it, you
Ah, okay.
know.
Yeah, fine. But I'm thinking about baseball. Baseball isn't so popular here in Europe, and
That's what I said, like Latin
I
America, like
think
Dominican
neither in
Republic.
China.
I mean, China, they play baseball in China.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Then this would be more an option, maybe.
You never know.
Yeah,
We might be
I
manifesting it right now, you know?
Yeah, the thing is, sometimes maybe anyone is listening and said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I can bring that to life, So
There you go, just sparking it.
it's always good to talk openly about wishes, dreams, and stuff like that. Maybe there
I
is
100%
a
agree.
real billionaire CEO type, not only a vertical one, with a lot of money, who can make this come true.
Yeah, so if you're hearing this, come on out. Come out to the
We need a
shadows, brother.
baseball one. We need one with travel. Yeah, but we have to go then outside the US. Travel in the US is not so attractive, I think.
It's all right. Yeah, I've been to a lot of places in the US, so
Yeah, so
I'm more of
it's
an
time.
international person
So
now.
it's time to. Okay. Ah, we get it. Now let's see what we can make happen. But when you started doing vertical, after your first vertical shoot, what were your thoughts? Were you thinking, okay, what the heck was that? Or did you think, okay, I can get used to it. It was a nice one, maybe kind of bit weird, but some type of okay.
I mean, after my first one, I felt I was like, yeah, I would definitely do this again because the set was so great. I had an amazing experience. The people I worked with were amazing. I had so much fun. So yeah, I mean, again, you know, like
Could
getting
you
paid to
enjoy
do.
it even with this pace? Was
Yeah,
there
of
room
course.
to enjoy it? Yeah, I'm just
Yes, of course, of
asking.
course.
Maybe
Yeah, no, I mean,
you
like I
say
said,
it
this
was
is.
so fast over that I've had the feeling that I missed something. I don't know.
Mean, of course, you always want to work more, you know, but
Ah.
I mean, I had a great time with my first one, and I met some amazing people. So it was a no-brainer for me that, like, yeah, I would do another one, you know, like it is different shooting, like in a vertical space, but I think they're even shooting more of them horizontal, like with the option to, you know, make it full screen. So
So, what is the most thing that keeps you addicted to do verticals?
to do verticals, I'm just gonna answer this as like acting as a whole, but I love the storytelling, and I love being able to explore different points of view and perspective. With acting, I'm a big empath at heart. That's just like who I am as a person. So I like the fact I like being able to use my empathy as a tool to be able to draw something else out of a character, you know, because you don't want to judge your characters. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to, you have to figure out what makes this person. So I'll say that's one of my favorite things, just kind of exploring different perspectives and points of view.
What has changed since you shot your first one till the last one? In your personality, in your acting, or maybe in from you seeing in this process
What has
of
changed? I
shooting?
would say what has changed is that I actually know what a vertical is now.
Okay, that's not so bad to know it now. Okay.
Yeah. When I did my first one, I was like, vertical, what? Like vertical short form? Like a short film? They're like, no, it's like, you know, it's a whole like film, but it's broken up into bite size. I was like, I still don't get it, but okay, yeah, let's go. Yeah,
If you
but
say
so
so, okay.
yeah, I would just say the fact that I understand the concept now is the only thing that
Okay, so that's one thing, but
changed.
did your acting improve in kind of?
Sure. I mean, I would definitely say so. Anytime you get to be on set, it's good reps. You know, it's like going to the gym. Like, you know, you're gonna get stronger, you're gonna be more sharp, you're gonna be, you know, let like you're in that mindset, you know. So it's like it's great practice. Like I said, they do shoot it like boom, 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 moving on. You know, you might be shooting the very first day, you might be shooting the climax of the story or like the ending, you know, and then jumping to the beginning right after you film that scene. So I would say like, yeah, definitely my acting has changed because, you know, I've had more reps, I've had more experience and got to play different characters. So definitely,
More
yeah.
learning by doing directly.
100%. I mean, that's the best way to learn is just getting out there and doing it. So
Was there ever anything in a role you were not so comfortable with, but you did it? Maybe some type of character, or you know, sometimes the people, they are very lovely empathy person in private life and have to, I don't know, hard say rape a woman in a
sure,
scene
yeah.
which
I
was so
think.
against the natural character and was so hard to act, even if it's acting, because
Yeah,
it was so unnormal for your
right.
body to do it.
Sure. I mean, thankfully I've never had to do anything like that. And I played some really good roles that like unfortunately I didn't have to do that, but the I mean, I would say that any time that there's like an attack on, you know, like in the script on set, I'd say maybe those, but to be honest, like again, at the end of the day, you know, like one, these things really do happen in real life. Two, you can't like judge the story and like, you know, at that point you're that character and you're telling this story. So I would say maybe like obviously separating yourself from it, but I've never really been thrown anything that I'm like, oh, I'm absolutely not doing that, you know? So at least not yet. At least not yet. So
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Did everything affect your thinking, or did something of a role keeps in your mi or kept in your mind for 2, 3 days? You know, something like where it was maybe hard to wrap it because you love the role or stuff like that? You want to play it longer, the role?
I mean, like I said, I always want to be on set and work more. So I mean, that's but like more specifically a role. I really liked the one on Salty TV, Married to the Assassin. I liked a lot of that because I did. I mean, I guess I did in Secrets of Sin 2 as well, but there was like a lot more stunts and stuff. So I
Did
was.
you do your stunts by yourself?
So for Secrets of Sin, I did. Married to the Assassin, I did some of them, but I did have a double. Shout out my boy Maverick. And then, yeah, but I mean, like, but there was like a lot of stuff that I did do, and like a lot of stuff I learned from being on that set and working with those stunt people. It's obviously it's really a underappreciated craft, to be honest. You know, those.
Yeah, there are a lot of crew members are underestimated, even I don't know, some kind of wardrobe, hair, makeup stuff, you
Oh,
know.
100%. I don't.
You never see credits for these people.
They should. I mean, I feel like a lot of the verticals don't really put credits in the end unless if it's
No,
on like IMDb.
mostly not.
But yeah, they should. And because I don't think people realize the, well, like maybe some people don't, but the actual work and collaboration and like village that it takes to bring these projects together for you, it's crazy. Like you said, wardrobe, stunts, directing, like location managers, there's so much that goes into it. That I don't think people realize that, the people that don't get their flowers, I guess. So shout out all those people that don't get their
Yeah,
flowers and you are
all the
appreciated.
creatives and crew members,
100%.
even if it's only the food caterer, because food on set is so important. Food
You got
keeps
a good
everyone
crafty,
happy.
everybody's happy,
It's true. What's your typical morning routine before you go on a set?
Every day is a little different, but I like to get like a little quick workout in, like get the juices flowing. I take my boy, my son Frank on a long walk before I go to set. Listening to some music that is going to set the vibe for whatever I'm portraying for that day. And then just trying to stay like loose and happy like that. Like when you're on set, you're there to do that job, and it's a kind of a good way to unplug from the real world for a second. So it's
When
like,
do you learn your lines? Are you more the in the evening before learner, or are you more the 5 minutes before shoot learner, or what
again,
are
it
you?
kind of depends. I like to, like, when I need to remember something, I like to read before I go to bed because, like, I'll like go to sleep thinking about it and I feel like it sticks in there. But it, I don't know. I sleep with my script underneath my pillow and it just translates.
Don't you record it so that you can listen to it while you're sleeping and then it brains?
Just some white noise. That's actually not a terrible idea. I don't think I would actually fall asleep, though, to be
No,
honest.
you know, because when you record it, you totally got through it, and then you can hear it, and then you can hear on your morning walk with the dog. That's why I'm doing a podcast, because you can hear it anytime, anywhere, and you don't
Well,
need
that's a good
headphones
idea.
to
Maybe I'll
sleep.
try that one out. I do just like to like pick it up and put it down and pick it up and put it down. Like I don't like to like beat the hell out of the script. Like of course I like reading it and reading it and reading it, but like I feel like if I'm like forcing myself to like sit there and like, oh, you
Yeah,
have to
then you're
read this for
blocking.
4 hours, like one,
Ah.
I don't give a shit anymore, and
No,
two,
because
I'm
some of the actors are doing kind of tricks with writing down every first
yeah. I mean, I don't really have to worry about that, so
post-it
just
sheets, whatever. There are so
hey, whatever
many.
works for whoever,
Yeah,
everybody has their
no,
best.
but I was thinking about recording it just so you can hear it while you're driving to set, while you're walking with your dog. You know, I'm listening a lot when I'm walking with my dogs because it's the best time to do that, and you are not distracted.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that out, and I'll get back to you. I'll let you know how that one played
Let
out.
me
I
know
see you. I see you right here.
if I should start a text learning coaching or stuff like that.
There we go. Yeah, I like it. I'm with it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, for me, in my opinion, you remember mostly things someone or somebody told you. You can remember it easier for me than
Yeah,
reading.
I'm like a write it down type of person. Like if I write something down one time, like I'll take like the character description and I'll write it out, even though it's right there. Like I could read it, but I will write it out because now it's become like a part of, like I've made it come to fruition. I'll take all the keywords and so yeah, I kind of have like my own little tricks and stuff, I guess. Just comes from doing a bunch of auditions, but
How
yeah.
many auditions do you do per week? Roundabout average.
It kind of depends. I get like a good amount. It kind of depends. Some weeks are more than others. I'd say at least three or four. So,
And so you were recording self tapes, or what's the part
yeah,
in these auditions?
mostly like everything is self-tape these days. Every once in a while you get like a commercial one that's in person in LA. Well,
Okay.
at least for myself. And then like your callbacks, those most of the time be in person. But
What
even
do
a
you
lot of those are on like
prefer?
Zoom.
What do you prefer?
I like in
What?
person. I miss in person. Like I love going into the room and seeing who you're talking to. It
Yeah.
feels more personal. You could show yourself better. Also like it kind of does bring that extra element of like, all right, I'm doing this live in front of these people. There's not no time to restart the tape and go again.
Yeah.
Like, because you never know, like when somebody sends their sub tape, they got booked on their 1,000th try or their second try, like,
That's true. That's totally true.
yeah. So I like in person. I think going in and feeling the room out, and then it's also gives you this sense of like, I think as actors, like at least I felt this way when I first started. It's like casting directors are like this magical bubble over here, but like it shows you that like they're like you go and talk to them, they're people, and like they're rooting for you to win. Like
Yeah.
want you to be the answer for their problem, which is casting the role. So
But is it good to see how many other people are in the competition with you for this role now? Or
I'm
is it
not
more
really worried
motivating
about
to
it.
see it?
I mean, I think if you prepared and you made your choices for the role, that shouldn't really matter. I'm not really in competition with nobody but Bryce. So, like that, like if you go in thinking like that, then sure. I'm sure you're gonna mess yourself up, because
Yeah, but I think
you're worried about the wrong things,
it's an important thing for a lot of people.
Sure. I mean, in that case, it's just, staying in that good mindset and having confidence in what you have prepared.
What are
So
you
I don't
doing for a good work-life balance?
good work-life balance. I love spending time with my dog and my
Yeah, I
family.
totally feel it.
That's my best. That's my best. Like that's my best unwind. Like that's my favorite part of the day is walking in and seeing how happy he is to see me and getting a cuddle with him and then like. You know,
And
I, I, I.
to see what kind of sometimes silly things dogs make
Yeah,
happy.
for real. And yeah, I mean, I guess it's just, I really love like the unwind of my day. Like once everything's done and coming home, and I'm pretty good at like shutting it off and just when I'm done, I'm done, and doing things that I enjoy, like. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to talk to my family. I like to play video games.
What type of video games?
Right now I'm super on NBA 2K. It's a basketball game, so I'm
I
kind of on
know.
that. That's like a
I
good
know.
way. Okay.
No, I know it. I know it.
My friends, like all my friends and family back in Ohio. It's like a good way for us to stay in touch and like still do
Yes.
stuff together without having to
This online
travel.
playing. You know,
Exactly.
here in Germany, it's a lot of FIFA
I
football.
believe that. I like FIFA too. FIFA's a good one. Call of Duty. That's about it for right now. Grand Theft Auto is about to come out soon. I mean, or maybe,
And
who knows?
you Grand Theft or what?
Would I play
Is
Grand Theft Auto?
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm not, the thing is, as I told you, I'm a hunting girl. I'm not that typical kind of glamour glitty woman.
So you need like a Cabela's video game or something, like a hunting one.
I played a lot of ego shooter and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm a really normally lovely person. Normally. No, the
You
thing is
seem lovely to me.
I think the thing is, as I told you, I studied business informatics, and I studied with a lot of guys. So you do all the guy stuff too, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
And
I'm kind of like your typical guy. I like sports and I like,
yeah,
animals and
I also played for 5 years basketball in the league. Yeah.
Oh, what position did you play?
I'm a really tall person, so I was more in the back.
Yeah, he's the like the center power
The
forward type.
rebound lady.
Okay, she's getting big boards over here.
Yeah, you know, I'm 5'10".
Oh wow, yeah, that is tough.
And I was in school, I was already really tall. So I like that.
I was always really like short and skinny in school.
No.
I was until like and like the summer between my like junior and senior year, I grew like 7 or 8 inches in the summer. And it's crazy.
What
Like
did you do?
I just woke up one day and I was like, oh wow, this is like I'm taller than everybody now. So,
The trousers didn't fit anymore and stuff
all new
like
clothes, all new shoes. Yeah,
that.
normal sounds kind of overrated,
Yeah, come on, you cannot be normal and act or watch verticals.
Right? You
Because
can't be
what's
ordinary
normal in
and
verticals?
yeah. Yeah, you can't be ordinary and extraordinary, So.
Kind of two, as you told, two personalities. Yeah? Your dream role or what? Do you have a role model in acting?
A role model in acting. I mean, someone I know, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No,
I mean, I
don't
would
need to
say
personality. Maybe
so
you
the
say, I don't know. Tom Cruise, stuff like that. I don't know.
I have of course I have like actors that I admire. And that I could like kind of look up to a little bit, which would be I mean, there's like your typical ones, like your De Niro, DiCaprio, Denzel Washington.
Oh,
I
Denzel
like
Washington is really great.
oh great one.
Oh.
Tom Hardy, I love him. Some of like the new wave, I've been really liking like Timothée Chalamet.
I don't
Like
know
the
him.
he, I mean, he's in a bunch of stuff. He did Wonka. He just has this new movie coming out called. I don't know if it's called Marty Supreme. I think it is, but it's about a ping pong player. He's done a bunch of stuff. He just did like a. Anyway, look, I'll send you a link around. I'm sure you've seen
Yeah.
some of his movies. But I mean, like when it comes to like just somebody that like I look up to, I mean, I guess I would say when I started that school, I started at that school in Ohio. That's somebody who really showed me the ropes. Her name is Wendy Davis. She really showed me the ropes of like entertainment and showing me what was possible coming out of like a small town in Ohio.
Okay.
So I would say her. That's somebody that I really admire and definitely showed me a lot of stuff and kind of pushed me in the right direction. So that I'm gonna say shout out Wendy.
That's always good to have so people like the
Yeah,
grandmas, or you know,
100%.
sometimes you need people with a kind of vision or more imagination than we have by ourselves. So
Yeah.
I think it's really important to listen sometimes to other people
Yeah.
And to trust
Sure.
because
I think okay.
I think sometimes other person can see more in us than we did.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I think
And on
it.
top of that, even like just to add on to that, I think that you can learn something from anybody or anything. Even if it's like what not to do or
Yeah,
like what you
absolutely.
do like, what you don't like. So yeah, definitely being open and giving things a shot.
What is your goal in verticals? What do you want to reach?
I would like to like
Besides
make
the baseball European one.
I would say I have like a script I'm kind of working on right now that could go as a vertical. I mean, when it comes to the vertical space, I would say probably just my goal would. I'm sure it's gonna keep changing because when I first started my acting journey, I didn't think of verticals, you know? Like vertical wasn't necessarily a thing. So I would say, if we're being specifically about verticals, is writing, producing, and acting in my own, you know? And reaping the benefits of that. That's what I'd say. And the vertical space, obviously, like acting, there's a whole bunch to it. And I think that's also just enjoying the ride and the journey. You got to be in love with the process too. Everybody just wants the end, the goal. But I say
Yeah,
just
but
staying
I
locked
think we are
in.
still at the beginning, so I'm sure there is
Oh,
much
100%. I
more.
guess I'm talking about more for like personally. So yeah, just kind of seeing where it goes and enjoying the process and being ready for whatever. So
Ready.
that's right. I stay ready. You know? If you stay ready, you don't gotta get ready. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. So in the end, as I told you, I'm asking always the five question quickie.
Okay,
And the
hit
first
me.
question is always, what's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish.
Yeah.
This is a tough one, but I'm gonna say two. Okay, just this is about like two comfort
Okay.
foods. Okay. Thanks for
No.
rocking with me. Thanks for being flexible. I'm from the Midwest, so I'd say I'm a big like steak and potatoes guy, like a good like New York strip with like some
Rib eye
potatoes, some
steak
mac and
or what?
cheese, huh?
Rib eye steak or what?
A rib eye is good. I'm gonna go like a New York strip. I mean, if we're eating fancy, we'll go for like a tomahawk, you know, shit out of somebody. But
Medium or what? How do you like your
I'm a
steak?
medium rare guy. Medium
Medium
rare.
rare guy? Okay.
Yeah, but it's tricky, you know. People gotta like, but I'm not too picky, so I'll eat it either way. And then I would say, I'm a huge pasta person. Like I love my
Okay,
pastas. Like
then you have
all.
to go shooting in Italy. Then you are
Yes,
in
I'm on.
food heaven.
Come on, I'm ready. Book my ticket. Let's go.
Yeah, I check that. I check that. You know, Italy is not so far from here.
Yeah, I know. Like honestly, all of like Europe is pretty bunched. Like the next time that I go out that way, I want to just bounce around, like stay out there for like a month, and you know, just kind of
Yeah,
bounce
you
around.
know, from here you can drive 1 hour and you're in Switzerland. You can drive 1 hour, you're in Austria. You can drive 1.5 hour and you're in France. And you can drive 1.5 hour and you're in Luxembourg. And you can drive 4.5 hour, you're in Italy. And you drive it, not fly it, drive it
Yeah, there's like
with
a
a
train you could
car.
take around too, right? Like you take the
Yeah,
train real easy.
yeah, yeah, yeah. So
So I got.
that's kind of, as you're saying, bouncing around here is not so problematic like doing it in the US.
Yeah, man, it has become a whole thing. Now you would have to have like the right ID to fly in the States and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
It's.
so when you are coming over to Europe next time, you probably should definitely, no, you not probably, you should definitely go to Italy for really
Yeah.
great handmade pasta.
I'm definitely hit up Italy. I've only really been to Spain and Europe, and I went to Barcelona and Ibiza, and that was a lot of fun. But yeah, I want to
Ibiza, the
go Ibiza.
party. I've never
Yeah.
been in at Ibiza.
It's a good time. It's really pretty too. Honestly, like some of the best sunsets I've ever seen in like
Okay.
I've been to some like really cool places too, so
But
that's
not
saying
now. You know, we, as I told you, here in the winter mood now. So,
a lot.
no.
No, I
So,
get
yeah. What's your favorite film? What do you like to watch?
how you do this to me. My favorite film. I don't know,
I
again.
didn't say that it would be fun here to talk with me.
I hate this question just because like there's so much that
You
you
have
get
to
out of
decide, huh?
if I would, I could give you like specifics, okay? So I guess I would say something like my favorite like comfort movie or like feel good movie would be Remember the Titans. That's a good, like one of my favorite good movies. That's like a comfort movie you could just put on. I've seen it a million times and it still
Okay.
makes me feel something.
Okay.
I say like scary movie since we are in spooky season or like leaving spooky season.
Yeah,
My favorite scary movie. There's a few, but if I had to pick one that's like I would say is like really well done, I would say The Strangers, the first one, the original one, is going because I like real life stuff. Like I like, I mean, I love everything, but like I really like am drawn toward like real life stories and things that can really happen and like make you think in like a reality type of sense of like, oh, sh like, and it's like could be even far fetched, but it's like this really happens. You know, you read headlines about people that are like, what the hell, you know,
Yeah,
like
I
are
know.
you
As I
really
told
not?
you, the Criminal Case podcast.
Yeah. So I pretty much anything like that. Comedy movies, there's too many. There's way too many. Romance movies, I'd say probably.
You the type watching romance movies?
I watch everything.
Okay, the next question, you will hate me. What's your favorite song?
What are you doing? What are you doing? Again, I think it kind of depends on the mood.
Yeah, but what's an all-time favorite classic one? Who never gets old, listen to it.
I would say, Ain't No Mountain by The Temptations. I guess a few people have done it, but that's a good go-to right there. That's a karaoke song for me too. So we'll say that one.
Are you the karaoke type? Then you have to go to China.
I
There are a
actually,
lot of karaoke bars.
I when I went to the Philippines, there was a bunch of karaoke bars. But I did
Asian people love to do karaoke.
I don't blame them. I love to do karaoke.
We did it a lot while we were studying. Every Tuesday was Karaoke Tuesday.
Yeah, I have a really good friend named Crystal, and she, like, literally it was only like a couple years ago. She kind of got me into karaoke. I'd never really done it before,
It's
and
so funny. I always
she
love it.
dragged me out to do it. Like, just do it. And I was like kind of nervous about doing it, so I was like, that's why I
What's
should do it. And then the rest is history. Now I love doing karaoke. So.
karaoke song?
I'd say like Ain't No Sun or Ain't No Mountain, and then I'll
Okay.
say like. I like singing What I Got by Sublime. That's a good one. There's the Bartender song by Rehab. That's a good funny one to do. So I don't
We
know. It kind of
always
depends. Again, it depends on the mood and maybe how many drinks I've had too.
sang Summer of 69.
Okay, that's a good one. There you go.
It was so funny doing it with four or five people on
Yeah.
stage.
I think everybody has their, you know, their one like go-to that's gonna always live inside of them, the for the character, you know.
And for us European, always goes ABBA
Yeah,
music.
there you go.
Everyone knows exactly the text of ABBA songs, even if you don't like the songs. Everyone knows how to sing along on an
Yeah,
ABBA
you know the
song.
words. Yeah, it's a good go-to vibe.
It is. It
But.
is. Absolutely. So, which of your five Dan verticals you would say is the best to watch, or you would advise to someone?
All of them are the best to watch.
Yeah, but now if for example, I'm coming up to you and say, listen, Bryce, I want to start watching verticals, which one should be the first one of yours I have to watch? What would you say?
I would say I really liked doing the Secrets of Sin ones. I love the people that I worked with. I loved the cast. I loved the character. And then there's a sequel to that one too. So I could send you on, you know, a two-parter right there. And then again, the other one I did for Salty TV, Married to the Assassin, that was so much fun to play. Like I said, it was like Mr. and Mrs. Smith vibes, and you know, it's kind of like that whole like action concept, and you get your conflict, and I don't know, there's a lot to it. So I would say either Married to the Assassin or Secrets of Sin. Those are definitely
Okay.
my two favorite.
Okay, and last question, which genre you want to see more in verticals?
Just because I haven't seen it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. I just maybe haven't seen it. I would think two, I should say actually, is one, horror. I think that would be cool. Like if somebody could tackle that a little better, like a little more different. And then I really like I mean, I think we could do more with comedy too, and not just like slapstick comedy, just
Kind
you
of
know, like
parody.
yeah, you know, not like not just like making a big joke about something, but making you know, making it so the script is actually telling the jokes. Not like a because you're supposed to laugh like a
No, more a parody about vertical.
oh, like a filming a vertical, like a behind the scenes of yeah, that's a good one right there. Is it? I feel like I saw one that was kind of like that. Maybe I'm tripping. That was no, I've seen ones that are like the kind of like a new troupe I was seeing is the like behind the scenes of like reality TV, like Love Island-esque, you know.
Yeah, stuff like
So
that.
yeah,
We
and
will
then of course
see.
I'm getting my baseball movie then. I'm still gonna get my baseball
Yeah,
movie.
I noticed that. A baseball one, best one in Europe. And now in Italy, because you want to go there to try the pasta. So we need a
Exactly.
baseball one in Italy.
Yeah. I'm putting it out there. And then it's gonna be so good that now you're just gonna see a crazy run of baseball movies. Because everybody's gonna wanna try it now.
Is that good or not?
Is that mine's gonna be that good that everybody else is gonna wanna do it, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you know the thing is, if it's good for the audience then to see then seven baseball verticals, I'm not sure about that. If that's the good part then.
It doesn't stop wolves, werewolves and vampires, so you know, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
Okay,
you're right.
yeah,
We will
yeah.
see. So maybe you can do your baseball vertical. I'm not even sure if there is a baseball field in Italy.
Didn't either. I had to do my research.
Yeah, we have to check that out.
Maybe that's what the story is about, is bringing baseball over there, you know. We're
I knew
starting to.
I talked already to a director from Italy for this podcast
Oh, you did?
with
Next
Roberta
time we'll bring him
Sparta.
in. Yeah.
Roberta Sparta, it's a woman.
Hey, okay.
And she's from Italy, living now in LA.
Wow.
You should maybe get connected to her because
I would
she
love
has
that.
connections to Italy.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's
Yeah.
set it up.
You started directly your part in LA for this vertical, and I'm looking what I can do behind the scenes for you. So we will.
Let's go. I'm ready. I'm
We
ready when
have a
you are.
deal, Bryce, okay? We have a deal.
We're locked in. We're like this now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We are
let's
also
go.
duck buddies. You know, duck buddies are always this one.
That's right. That's right.
Bryce, thank you so much for your time. It was a
Thank you.
pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I
I
appreciate it.
wish
Great
you
conversation.
a nice, wait, what is it? 1 p.m. now at your place?
I think so. Is it?
I think, yeah.
Sure is. 1 o'clock. Well,
Yeah,
thank you so
and
much.
my
It's
day
nighttime
is
for you, right?
over. Yes.
Well, I hope you have a great rest of your night. Give the puppy some love.
And I wish you a very lovely rest of your day and good luck and have fun on your next shooting. So, thank you, Bryce, for joining me.
Thank you for
Talk to
having
you
me. Have
soon.
a gorgeous
Sending
rest
me
of
the
your
link, please. Don't
I
forget
got
it.
you. I got you.
Good,
All
good. Bye.
right, bye. Talk soon. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.